Luke chapter 6 and verse 38 is basically my text verse tonight. In Matthew 10 and Matthew 16, another couple of verses that goes with it. I just want to remind you, I want to remind us, I want to be reminded myself that there's a different economy in heaven than there is on earth. God's economy is different from what we find on earth. And I want to remind us of that this evening. Luke chapter 6, verse 38, just the first part of that verse. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Matthew 10, 39, he that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Matthew 16, 25, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Maybe one of the biggest surprises or greatest surprises to the natural mind, to the human mind, is that the economy of heaven operates very differently from the economy of earth. On earth, in our lives, in human life, we think that if I keep it, I have it. If I hang on to it, I have it. But if I give it away, I lose it. Isn't that the general idea that we think about, humanly speaking? But in God's kingdom, giving is not losing, but giving is sowing. Jesus taught that the measure that we use towards others is the measure that will return unto us. Paul echoed that truth in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. He said, he that soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. And so what we need to be reminded of is that in heaven's economy, generosity, giving, opens the door for God's provision, not necessarily making us wealthy, making you wealthy, but there's a spiritual dimension here that goes beyond the human. When we give away, when we're generous around, that it opens the door for God's provision. Now, that principle is not just simply pointed towards money. It goes beyond money. When we give mercy, let the wheels of your mind be churning here, working here, running over and over. When we give mercy, what is it that we find in Scripture? That when we give mercy, mercy comes again to us, that we receive mercy. When we give forgiveness. I think that's a subject, mercy and forgiveness is a subject that we can't get too much of because we live in an economy that is constantly squeezing us in, especially in the area of forgiveness. It's so easy to hold grudges. But when we forgive, we are forgiven. And that is the reality of heaven's economy. God does not and will not forgive if we are withholding forgiveness to somebody else. The economy of heaven is different. We must forgive to be forgiven. The economy of heaven is different when it comes to humbling ourselves. Humbling ourselves. What is the word humble? I'm getting hung up on this word humility here of late, and I'm looking into it and the difference between humility and humiliation. They're different. They have that same root word, but that's about the extent of it. I think I mentioned that a week or two ago. When we humble ourselves, it means that we are taking ourselves down. When we are bringing ourselves down in humility before Him, humbleness before Him, not humiliation before Him, not self-debasing before Him, but in humility before Him, when we humble ourselves, what does God do? He exalts. He lifts us up. That's the economy of heaven when it comes to humility in the human life. The world says, get, get, get. Heaven says, give, give, give. When we lose our lives for Christ's sake, we find our life. The world says, climb. Climb the ladder. Climb on somebody's back to reach the top. Step on whoever you can and whoever you need to in order to get and achieve higher levels and greater things. But in heaven's economy, God is not talking to us about climbing. He's talking to us about serving. Such a vast difference in these, really. Instead of climbing, he wants us to serve. The world says, the economy of the world says that we are to build walls about ourselves and to shield ourselves and to build for ourselves and to protect ourselves and always be working for number one. But heaven says that we are to trust God for the tomorrows. The greatest example is Christ himself. He gave everything. He gave everything of his own life. Everything, even his own life. And through that sacrifice, he's brought salvation to thousands and millions of people. His apparent loss, remember, he lost everything. He left the splendor of heaven, the songwriter said, knowing his destiny of death on the cross. He left everything. He lost everything so that he could become Savior to the world. His apparent loss became heaven's greatest victory. The difference in the economy between earth and heaven. We, as Christians, who are supposed to be citizens of another country, of another world, we are to be citizens of heaven, anticipating getting there, what a day that will be. Anticipating of that day of getting there, while we are still in this life on this earth, we are not to live by the calculations of this world, but we are to live by the promises of God's kingdom. In other words, that whenever God asks us to surrender, whatever God asks of us to do, whatever he's asking us to lay down, we can do so with confidence, knowing that we can trust him with every aspect of our lives. We can trust him with everything. Nothing that we give him will ever truly be lost. I think that we need to consider the question and ask ourselves the question from time to time, and that's all I'm wanting us to do tonight, is to be refreshed in our memory as to how the economy of heaven is different and how we need to be focusing on the economy of heaven, but to ask ourselves, am I living by the economy of this earth, or am I living by the economy of heaven? Am I living by the economy of heaven in such a way that I am a cheerful giver, that I am a humble servant, that I am a faithful steward, that I am believing that God's resources are never exhausted and his rewards never fail? Did I say that too fast? Am I living by heaven's economy in that I am a cheerful giver? I'm a humble servant. I'm a faithful steward, believing that God's resources are never exhausted and that his rewards never fail. There may be at times, like I mentioned this morning, that all the circumstances around us point to a denial of God's faithfulness, but that is not the case. We can trust Him even when we can't see. We can trust in His heart. What I want for us to take home tonight is that we have the prayer, that we pray it from our heart, that God would give us a heart that gladly gives and faithfully serves and completely trusts. You may not need that now, but there could be that you'll need that in the future. The economy of heaven is different from the economy of this earth. Let's live in the economy of heaven. Praise God. Let's stand together tonight. Trust you have a good week. God's blessings enjoyed, received. Faithfully giving to others as well. Lord, help us to be a light to those around us. Mason, would you dismiss us in prayer this evening?